Good morning. I'm Secretary of State Trey Hargett. Today is Thursday, August 17, 2017. Today we'll be discussing the second quarter of 2017 outlined in the Tennessee Quarterly Business and Economic Indicators Report. The report is published through a partnership between my office and Dr. William F. Fox at the University of Tennessee. The report offers a snapshot of the state's economy based on business data from the Division of Business Services. Let me begin by saying data this quarter indicates the second quarter grew nearly 7% compared to this time last year with 9,524 new entity filings. We have now seen positive year-over-year growth of initial filings for 23 consecutive quarters. The second quarter dipped compared to the first quarter of 2017, which is a trend we see annually. And unemployment in Tennessee is now at a historically low 3.6%. That's the lowest unemployment rate recorded to the Bureau of Labor Statistics database, which dates back to 1976. We will take questions shortly, but I will turn now to Dr. Fox. Dr. Fox?
Mr. Secretary, thank you very much. It's also my pleasure to be with you. Let me reiterate the Secretary's point that we've now had 23 consecutive quarters of positive growth. But what particularly strikes me when we look at the new filings is over the last 2 years, the growth rates have been very steady, very strong, consistently over 6% every quarter on a year-over-year basis. And so really good signal of sustained growth and expectation of sustained growth into the future in Tennessee. In terms of even the number of businesses operating in Tennessee, we look at total number of active entities, up over 5% from a year ago. Again, very, very good news in terms of Tennessee. Now let me turn to broader economic data. As the Secretary noted, historically low unemployment rate. I'll remind you that a new rate will be released this afternoon. But I would also want to point out that tax revenues in Tennessee for the most recent fiscal year just ended, up over 4%. When you remember that inflation rate was 1.7%, that's very healthy growth in the inflation-adjusted tax revenues, personal income also growing at a healthy pace. One final note that I found intriguing in this quarter's information is the distribution across the large counties. The four biggest counties in Tennessee did have a very good quarter, up much faster than the overall average. But what's striking is that while we often say, well, it's Davidson County in central Tennessee where we're seeing the fastest growth. In fact, it was Shelby County and Hamilton County, both with 18% increase in new filings that led the way. And so a very diverse performance from the overall state's geographic perspective. So bottom line, really good news again this quarter in this release.
Thank you, Dr. Fox. We want to open things up for questions now. Just kind of fire away if you're ready.
This is Mike Osborne with WMOT. Dr. Fox, I'm curious, there's been a lot of discussion as to kind of the health of the job market. A lot of folks saying that a significant number of Americans are underemployed, even among those that are employed. I'm curious if you have any statistics that would speak to that, any current numbers.
Well, I don't have some numbers to give you at my thumbnail, but what I can tell you is that certainly a couple of factors. First of all, we're seeing that the labor force participation rate over the last really 15 years, people think of this as a very recent phenomenon, but for males in the workforce, this reduction in the labor force participation rate began about 2001. For females, a little more recently, but still, it did fall through much of the last 15 years. We've begun to see a little bit of an uptick over the last year, and so maybe we're beginning to see some of the workers coming back in. But what also gets lost in that is that if a person chooses to retire, let's say at age 63, they're still regarded as a part of the working age population, though they feel like they've lived their whole career. Maybe half of that decline in labor force participation is due to retirements of baby boomers. And so it's not as much underemployment as some think. But beyond that, it is true that we do have workers, a noticeable share, who are working part-time and would rather work full-time, or workers who feel they're underemployed. And you know, particularly in Tennessee, this has been a focal point for state government trying to enhance the labor force so that we have a set of much higher skilled workers. And so programs like Tennessee Reconnect and Tennessee Promise and this range of higher ed programs, but also the focus on K-12 and trying to enhance the quality there are clear evidences on our state's part that we recognize the need that underemployment may be the result of workers without the skills necessary to compete effectively, and we're trying to deal with that problem straight up.
Dr. Fox, another question, shifting gears again, just a little bit, going back to the numbers you're sharing today. I'm just curious if that can in any way be compared to national statistics. Curious how Tennessee's good fortune over the last few quarters compares to the rest of the country.
Sure. Well, two evidences by comparison with national data. First of all, the non-agricultural job series, this is what's called the business survey, the one that we pay the most attention to. The year-over-year growth rate in Tennessee is 2%, the national average 1.5%. A second indicator is the unemployment rate itself. Our rate, as the Secretary noted, 3.6%, the national rate 4.3%. And so looking at those two measures of the labor market, we are clearly outpacing the nation in terms of growth. And you know, the good news part of that is we've seen that through much of the state, and we've seen it across a pretty wide range of industries, the fastest growing industry in the most recent data being construction. And so I think by any kind of measure, Tennessee continues to exceed the nation in terms of economic growth. And I'll just note, while I don't have exact details on the tax revenues, I do talk with people around the country and interact with a lot of other people, other states on their tax situation. And our sales tax is one of the leaders in the nation as an indicator of our economic growth. So all of the different measures saying Tennessee is doing really well.
Thank you, Dr. Fox. Are there any other questions this morning?
No, that's all I'm thinking.
Okay, perfect. Well, again, we will post this audio online, and thank you for joining our call this morning.